Hello and welcome to the Learn and Grow with Wanda podcast. My name is Wanda. Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome again to the third season of the Learn and Grow with Wanda podcast. I'm so happy you're here with me today. I did the opening episode for season three last week, and I said I was going to come in and do a short podcast today, Saturday, so I want to make sure I did that. It is Saturday night, and I'm getting ready to go to bed soon, but I wanted to keep my promise by coming in and doing a brief, short podcast today just to say hello. I hope that you all had a great week. I hope you had a great weekend so far. We're about 1 week away from Christmas, y'all. I'm finishing up my Christmas shopping so I can have everything under the tree for my family. And I'm so grateful to God for everything. It's been such a blessed and beautiful year. It had its challenges, as I mentioned earlier this week with the previous podcast episode, but to God be the glory. You know, he blessed us, protected us, guided us through those challenges, especially me. And I'm so grateful for that. Knowing that God always has me and has me and my family and keeps us and protects us and guides us through these challenges, it makes us stronger. It makes me stronger, and it also builds my faith, and also it helps me to become more of who I am or who God has created me to be. I've learned that. I realized that right now, at this moment, I am more of me authentically than I have been in years and decades. I know I said that. I think I said that last season too. But I'm even more myself than I was last year and earlier this year. It's amazing after you come through some challenges and you have a stronger testimony. You go through some trials and some tribulations, some attacks from the devil, and then God brings you through it and fights your battles for you and beats the devil back and send them back to hell where they belong in the name of Jesus. And God sets you back on your pedestal where he always had put you in before. When someone tried to come for you, he always knocked them back down because he reminds them that you belong to him. He reminds them that I belong to God, that I am a child of God. As Dr. Maya Angelou used to say, she would tell people, "Do you know who I am? I'm a child of God. I know you ain't trying to come for me. I belong to the Most High God, and he will fight for me. He sure will. He always does." So coming through those challenges has helped me to realize that I'm amazing, you know. I'm very humble, but I am amazing. I've become more and more amazed of who I am and the growth that I'm continuing to have as I get older. Being in my 50s, and being so blessed, you know, to God be the glory. You know, I feel wonderful. I feel good. Even having gone through what I went through earlier this year, to God be the glory, I feel good. I look in the mirror and my skin glows. You know, it used to glow before, but it glows even more now. Let me tell you. I get up and look in the mirror when I get up in the morning. No, I get up first. You know, first thing I do is I thank God for another day. And then I get down on my knees and I pray and thank God for another day and ask him to cover us and bless us and protect us and guide us throughout the day. And then from there, I get back into bed for a little bit. And then I get up. And then I look in the mirror and I say, "Hello, beautiful. Hello, queen." And find myself glowing and smiling. And then I'm so blessed and grateful that the sun rises through my window each morning, right? So I get to see the sunshine because I have my office right here. So at my desk and my computer, the sun rises so I can see it in the morning. So that's another blessing too from God. So many blessings. So my weekend has been wonderful. I had to get up early this morning. I had to take care of some business. Got that done. So I was up early this morning. Usually Saturdays, I try to sleep in a little bit, but I had to get up and take care of the business. It got done. To God be the glory. And then I've been doing a lot of planning and creating on how I want my visual blog to be. Like I said, it's going to be, it's going to be up soon. Goals. It's going to be up very soon. To God be the glory. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Thank y'all. Thank you, God. And let me tell you, when you pray and ask God to help you do something, He does. You know, He's been guiding me, and I've been waking up with different plans and ideas of how I want it to look as far as the creative process. You know, I have this plan of how I want my visual blog to be. You know, the main purpose of it is to be love and light, like the podcast, you know, and to share my testimony of how good God has been to me, and, you know, show that if God, what God does for me, He'll do for you too, because He's a loving God, and just make sure people remember that, or introduce them to God, and let them know how good God is, and know that they're loved and cared for by God. Even if you don't feel that from anyone else, you know God got you, because that's been my testimony my whole life, my entire life, is that people come, people go, oh, but God is constant. He's a constant friend. Oh my goodness, He's faithful. Through everything that I've been through, throughout my life, and I'm in my 50s, pushing 60, but from a little bitty girl all the way up through my 50s now, God has been my constant. Oh, my constant friend, my constant protector, my constant savior, my Father in heaven, everything, my protection, my faithful protector, you know, my provider, everything that I need. God is there. He provides. I pray and I leave it there. The more I remind myself that, I pray that, God, I need this, or please help me to get this, or guide me to do this, or help me to do better with this, or help me to let this go and trust it with you and know that you're going to fix it in the way, whatever your will is, you know, and please let me know that you got me, and that know that it's going to work out for my good, and that you want only good for me, and all things that come from you are good, and they're blessings, they're good things. And when I do that, he works it out for me, and I'm like, oh, and then I could be little things too, I sure wish I had to, and then up and behold, it's right there, you know, like I already have gotten it maybe previously, you know, not really thinking, or I put it to the side because I didn't need it at that particular point in time, and then all of a sudden I need it, and then God already has blessed me to have purchased it, and it was already here. That has happened a lot this week, and I thank God for that too. And so He's been guiding me as far as my creative process with this visual blog, you know. Things have come together, but it's a lot of work because I want it to be a blessing. So it's going to take work because that creative process, I didn't realize how much of a creative process it was. You know, the podcast was a lot easier thanks to Anchor. I'm grateful because they made everything so easy. You know, I do my podcast on my iPad. Before I realized I could do it on my iPad, to God be the glory. He showed me that. I had bought a whole bunch of podcast equipment, you know, because I thought I was going to have to, you know, how you see people do podcasts, I guess the visual podcast. So I had bought all this equipment and plans of doing my podcast. I had got me a couple of podcast books. And so I had all this, you know, the headphones and, you know, all the equipment, the microphone and, you know, all the little mixers and recording stuff, all that stuff, you know. And then when I came across Anchor, to God be the glory, I'm grateful for Anchor, I was able to do everything on my iPad. So I'm sitting in my bed right now. I'm sitting up. I'm not laying down, going to sleep like I was the other night. I was so sleepy. Oh, I had slept so good. Thank you, God. But I'm actually sitting up before I go to bed tonight because I still got some more work I need to do, creating my visual blog. But I got a lot done this week, though, on it. But it's still some more stuff I have to do before I actually go ahead and do it. But it's going to be done very, very soon. I'm telling you. But the creative process of it is interesting because I'm learning. You know, I got this big old book. I bought a book for podcasting. It's Podcasting for Dummies. But I also bought a book. It's Blogging for Dummies. I got all kinds of, no, for Dummies books, you know, I got ones. I'll tell you what, all kinds. But this one is Blogging for Dummies. It's an actual great big old book. It's like 6 books in one, right? So it tells you about blogging, different types of blogging, and like visual lifestyles type of, you know, the planning process of it. So I've been studying that, and then I'm getting on YouTube too. I've been looking at different lifestyle visual blogs to give me ideas of how I want mine to be. There's some great ones out there too. I'm amazed at how these young ones get those visual blogs up and with such confidence and stuff like that too. But God is blessing me to get there. I was taking care of my business this morning, I had bought me a new journal just for the blogging, to write my, you know, creative ideas in, my plans, how I want my visual blog to be, and basically like I guess it can be like a mission statement, you know. Pretty much, it's very similar to what I put on my podcast. It's, you know, to be a blessing, and to be love and light, you know, share my testimony of how good God has been to me, and show that, you know, if God does it for me, He can do it. He will do it for you if you trust Him. And similar, very similar. And just with this visual blog, it's going to be visual. You'll actually get to see me. And one thing about me is I'm very animated when I talk. And I smile a lot, and I love smiling, but I'm very animated, and I tend to do a lot of hand movements too when I talk. And I realized too, when I've been studying things like that, that I need to maybe not necessarily tone it down, because people enjoy me talking. I can tell that, you know, I bring joy. You can see people be sparkling, their little eyes be sparkling. They love to see me talk and smile, right? You know, it's the God in me. I put that, it's to God be the glory. But I guess in some instances, I need to maybe tone down some of that when I'm doing the blog. You know, I've been studying how you do the editing process and stuff too, but I know for myself that I guess my mannerisms to be less animated. I can still be animated, but not super animated, you know, because I'm a very lively person. I love talking anyway. I'm a shy person, I'm introverted, but I do love to share, you know. I love to share love and light and how good God has been to me, and you know, stuff that I'm excited about. I get happy about it, and I love to talk and share about it. So I'm like a big kid. I'm very, very animated and visual. So I know I need to work on that. So I'm probably going to do a couple of practice visual blogs, and then, you know, look at myself and I guess be like a better producer and director from those, so that I can, you know, have it, you know, the way that I want it to be. So I'm doing that. I've been doing a lot of writing on the creative process of how I want it to be, how I plan to have the different episodes of the blog to be. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, God is so good. I was praying about it. I said, Lord, you know, I know of several things I need to be doing, you know, to get it like I want to. I already have my own domain, right? I already have that, and you know, I told you I had actually started a blog, but it wasn't a visual blog. I had planned on being a visual blog, but I had just started, you know, I had wrote some you know, I put some, I, you know, put some couple of paragraphs up there actually last year in December, and I didn't like it, so I took it down. So I was saying, Lord, I need some help. And as always, He comes to my rescue and He helps me. So I actually have my own email account to go with the blog. It's wonderful. It's really it's really like, it's fancy. No, it's this, you know, I can do a lot of different things with it. So I just got that this week. And so I'm working on that so that I can actually use it for this podcast too, which I plan to do. So that way I can have my audience, you know, contact me through that email too, you know. So God is so good. But with this blog, it's a beautiful learning growth experience for me, because it's like it's making me reach and learn and grow about the creation process of doing this visual blog, which would be an expression of me in a different way, you know, as far as it you know, becoming more of an experience of sharing more of who I am visually with my audience. And also it can be an extension of me sharing with my audience of how good God is, because you can see, you know, you'll be able to see me and see how good God has been to me, and then I get to share with you all how God is guiding me towards better than myself, and you know, and also how he's helping me you know, enjoy the blessings he's given me. You know, I want to share like my books that I like, and the music that I like, and recipes and lifestyle. Overall, I'm pretty simple though, you know. I do have very distinctive taste in things. I'm not materialistic. I've never been materialistic. And I thank God for that. I thank my parents for that. I was thinking about, you know, God bless them both in heaven. But I was thinking how sweet and wonderful my parents was, and how they have, how they raised me to be a very simple person, a good person, but simple. When I've never been materialistic. I do like nice things, but I've never been materialistic. My dad always raised me to be my own person, to take care of myself, not to depend on a man for anything. You know, you get men come and go, you know, so you always have to be able to take care of yourself. That's what he always told me. And he raised, I think, you know, because my mom passed and my dad raised me from the teenage years up until he passed. And he raised me in such a way that I was independent. He didn't raise me to be like, you know, use my feminine ways to get a man and stuff. Like, I never done that. And I never have, you know. I knew I was attractive, you know, and that's a good thing. But he didn't teach me. I didn't teach my girls or my son. None of my babies, grandbaby, none of them. And she's a sweet little thing. But I always taught them, her, my girls, my son, to depend on God for everything, and depend on yourself for everything, and depend on your intelligence, your character, you know, be a good person. That's how my parents raised me, to be a good person. And I'm so grateful they all are good people. To God be the glory. But I realized, I was thinking, you know, I never was raised to play like, I'm going to use my beauty as a weapon or use it as a bargaining tool. And I'm so grateful. I thank God for that. I thank my daddy for that too, you know, because he never raised me to be that way. So I'm grateful, you know. And I'm going to be honest, I learned a lot. It took me to my 50s, y'all. I was like, how did but I know it's God covering me. I look at women, I look at these commercials sometimes. I don't look at a lot of TV anymore. You know, if I do, a lot of times I put it on mute, because a lot of it now is just, you know, it's not really wholesome like it should be. So, to be honest, a lot of times I leave my stuff on cartoons. And I don't look at just any cartoons, because some cartoons are not good either. But I leave it on certain cartoons. You know, I love Scooby-Doo and stuff like that. So, I leave stuff like that. So, my TV is mostly on cartoons. And that's fine. You know, so, but I've learned watching stuff like that and noticing stuff with people, and I realized a lot of times they have, you know, they have like women have to, they put women out as objects. I knew that kind of was the way, but not to the point of what that was, you know, like that letting women be people per se. And I was really surprised about that because I wasn't raised that way, so I never looked at life that way, because I always been very independent, taking care of myself. God had blessed me to be able to take care of myself, so I never been the type to say, oh, let me just play this damsel in distress role or something, you know. And I'm grateful for that. But now that I'm in my 50s, pushing towards my 60s, and beyond menopause, to God be the glory, I feel so good now and clear again after menopause, that relationships don't really have an importance to me anymore anyway, you know. I mean, only God knows for sure what he has for me in the future as far as in relationship go, but it's not a need or a desire or want. I'm good. I'm learning more about me every day, and I'm so grateful to God for that. And I pray for the generations. But one thing I am so proud of too, and I'm getting ready to get off of here, is that I feel that the generations younger than me are a lot more good, better at critical thinking. They're not sheeps that just listen to whatever and a lot of misinformation on that. They actually critical thinking for themselves. And I've been praying about that, and I thank God for that. And it has made a difference. And everything so far, I know it's going to make a bigger difference, because the more you think for yourself, then you don't just sit there and listen to any garbage that people tell you. And hopefully you pray and you ask God for direction. He'll help you, and you're able to make decisions based on good, you know, love and light, not based upon selfishness and evil and hate, but love and light, you know. And to God be the glory, you know. Ask God to help you do as best that can be love and life for God, you know. That's my testimony. So anyway, I just want to come and say happy Saturday. I pray you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Hope you have a great week. I'll probably be back on maybe the middle of next weekend, before Christmas, because Christmas is next weekend. Came so quick. But I'm so grateful. You know, I told my kids, I said, I don't really want anything, because they give me stuff all through the year anyway. But I'm grateful. They don't, you know, they asked me what I want. I told them. But I said, if you want to get me something, you know, this is what I like. But they always take care of me, and I'm always getting gifts and stuff, you know. So I'm not really in need of anything. God has been so good. He's always so good. So I don't really need a lot. You know, like I said, I've never been materialistic. One of my main goals now is to be a blessing as much as I can, love and light to my family, my children, my grandbaby, to my friends, to other people, to, you know, just try to be love and light, especially now that I'm older. You know, so many things that were important to me when I was younger, they're not important to me now, you know. A lot of things, you know, things have become a lot simpler now that I've gotten older, and I'm so grateful to God for that. You know what a relief that is? A lot of that burden lifted off of you is when you realize stuff that you thought was important is more important. I think it's a learning process we all have to go through, and that's part of growing up or whatever, you know. You have to experience things for yourself, but you have to pray your way through it. I tell my kids all the time, trust God and pray your way through it. I tell my grandbaby that too. All my babies, pray, my kids, my grandbaby, all of them. Any other young people too that look up to me, you know, you pray your way through. Ask God to help you, because he's going to be there. I'm praying for you, but just know, and I'm here for you, but just know God is there. He's always there. And no matter where you at, you just pray and ask God to help. God help me. If you can't even say a proper prayer, you just say, God help me. We'll be right there. Show me, God. Protect me. Keep me. Guide me, Lord. Help me. I need you right now. And he shows up just like that. So that's mainly one of the things I wanted to share too. And I'm going to get back to this creative process with this visual blog. Once I do get that first episode up, I will be letting you all know. I'm so excited. But I, like I say, it's a creative process that I'm having to work through so I can make sure I have the visual presentation that I want for this visual blog. So this is me, and it's me representing God, and I want it to be done in a way that makes God proud. And I know he'll help me to do it. He always does. So I'm going to get ready to get off, because I'm going to work a little bit more on this tonight, and then I'm going to go to bed. But I hope y'all enjoy your weekend, and I hope you enjoyed your week, and I hope you just about got everything ready for Christmas, and I hope you enjoy Christmas with your family, this Christmas week coming up, you know. And a lot of times it's not about things, it's about you, your presence, you know, your love and care. I've learned that too. That matters so much. Make some good memories. And I plan to be back on before Christmas, though. And hopefully, I have my first episode of my visual blog that I can share with y'all. And that may be like an early Christmas present for you that I can share. And I can give you the details about that, too. So, anyway, I'm going to get ready to get off and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your week. I love you all so much. Just know God loves you so much more. And just keep trusting him and leaning on God. And he never gets tired of us. He's always there. And just know he got us, you know. He got you. Just, if you don't have anyone, just say, God, help me. And be good to others, but remember to be good to yourself, too. And I will be talking to you all later again. I love you so much, and God loves you more. And I'll be talking to you later. God bless.